Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Adama Henley, and I'm calling to file a new claim.
Okay. Okay. Okay, let me see, ma'am. Okay. One second, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, here we go. Okay. Let me see if I can help you, ma'am. What is your Social Security number?
It's 421-47-4072.
4072? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's 421-47-4072. Okay. And your first and last name?
LaDama Henley.
And your date of birth and driver's license?
October 12th, 1997. And my driver's license is 878-6008.
Okay. So when was the last time you filed for unemployment, ma'am? More or less, do you remember?
I filed for employment last year. And I didn't receive anything up till January. And I'm filing a new claim because I had problems with that claim.
Okay. So are you still unemployed?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. So, yeah, I think I can help you file that. Yeah. Okay, may I have the correct spelling of your first and last name?
Okay. It's LaDamond.
Okay.
LaHenley.
And you said your birthday was 10/12/97, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your gender, was that February? Was that female, I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, we have to ask, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't have any difficulty reading, writing, or understanding English, correct?
No.
Okay. And let's see here. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment either as a direct deposit into a checking or savings, or choose the benefit card. Which one do you prefer?
A checking.
Okay. And do you, is that a traditional bank or an online system?
A traditional bank. I'm with Region Bank.
Okay, let me have the routing number and then the account number, please.
Excuse me. Okay, the routing number is 062-00-0019.
Okay.
And the account number is 028-293-4665.
Okay, let me repeat these back to you. We need to make sure they're correct, okay? So what I heard you say for the account number is 062-00-0019.
That's the routing number.
Right. And the account number is 028-934-665, correct?
No, it's 028-293-4665.
Right, that's what I said. Okay.
Could you repeat the routing number to me again?
The routing number comes up automatically. That's the correct number. 062-00-0019. Okay, the one I need to make sure is the account. So I heard you correctly. You said 028-293-4665, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your mailing address?
451 Bow Lane, Bozy, Alabama.
Your zip code?
Ma'am.
Your zip code, ma'am.
35443.
Okay. And your mailing address.
Bow, B-O-W-L, Lane, L-A-N-E. Bology, B-O-L-I-G-E-E,
okay.
Alabama, zip code 35443.
Okay. So your mailing address is the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
And your phone number?
205-346-2057.
Okay. So I have your address as being 451. Bow Lane, Bowlidge, Alabama, 35443,
yes,
correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. So I need to ask you some questions for security purposes.
Okay.
Okay, in what county do you currently live? In Jefferson, Colbert, Londis, Green, or none of the above?
Green.
Okay. Which of the following phone numbers have you been associated with? 205-336-1900, 336-3087, 336-4508, or 336-8689? Or none of the above?
I remember the 8689 number.
Okay. Which of the following states does Ida Henley currently live in? Does she live in Alabama or Kansas, District of Columbia, South Dakota? That's Ida
Alabama.
Henley. Okay. Did you file for unemployment in any other state in the last 12 months?
No.
Excuse me. Did you work outside of the state of Alabama with an employee that is not military or federal?
No.
Okay. No? When was the last day that you worked?
The last company I worked for was at Lear, but I was working for...
When was the last day that you worked, ma'am? Not last company,
last day
that you worked, yes.
It was in July. I think July 8th or 9th, I'm not sure.
Mm.
Of 2021.
Okay. 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 Let's see here. You said when was the last day?
No.
When was the last day?
I think July 8th or 9th of 2021.
Okay. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I'm currently 8 months pregnant, so I don't know if I'm able to work, but I don't know if that would affect me working.
Okay, so...
I can work. It's just, you know, when you're in your last 2 months and you have to take a leave off for work because of your pregnancy.
Right. I understand that, ma'am. But unemployment doesn't cover just maternity leave.
Okay.
That's usually covered by your work.
Okay.
Okay. But you
I can work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to be required to look for a job and to apply different places. Okay,
okay.
You have to be eligible to work. Okay, it's basically what it's saying. But you can apply and then see what happens. Okay. So you say you are available to work full time in all the different shifts of your occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Are you receiving any pension or workman's compensation?
Ma'am?
Are you receiving any pension or workman's compensation?
I can't hear you.
Are you receiving any pension or workman's compensation?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And let's see here. How many miles are you willing to travel to go to work one way?
At least 20 or 50.
Okay. And how much do you want to make an hour? What's the minimum you'll accept?
I say between 13 and 14, 50.
Okay. So what was your last job description?
I was a material handler.
Okay. Was that in a production line?
It was for Lear. It was for Coast Personnel.
Okay, so what do they do? What do they produce or what do they sell?
They just get the parts to the Mercedes, to the Lear worker so that they can make the Mercedes seat.
Okay, so it is a production line. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. And what's the name of the company?
Called Universal says Coast Personnel. I was working for under Coast Personnel.
Okay. There is Wilkinson William, is that it?
Ma'am.
Okay. Is that it? Wilkinson William?
Say it again.
Wilkinson Williams.
No, it was Coles Personnel.
It was called something personnel.
Coast Personnel.
Coast Personnel.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to need all the information because that's not on your record. I'm going to need address and phone numbers, okay?
Okay. They probably changed some stuff. I haven't been with them in a while.
Or it's the same as total productive staffing. I think that was on there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It goes under total productive staffing. Okay. May I have the address and phone number, please?
They say total productive staffing.
Right. So may I have the address and phone number, please?
The address is 2295.
2295.
D-E-L-A.
Mm-hmm.
And it say C-R-U-Z Boulevard.
C-R-U-V-V-D like David?
Z as in zebra.
Oh, okay.
Boulevard.
John Cruz Boulevard. Okay.
And say St. Clair, S-A-N-T-A.
Okay.
C-L-A-R-A.
Mm-hmm. What's the zip code?
Well,
the zip code.
The zip code.
Mm-hmm.
It's 950.
Mm-hmm.
50.
Okay.
And it says CA for the state.
95050. Okay.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Would you have their phone number?
I don't have their number.
Okay. There is no phone number?
I have to look it up.
Yeah, you need to, please, because we can't file it without it.
Okay.
Just let me know where you're
at. Okay, say 256.
Mm-hmm.
288.
Mm-hmm.
06. 06.
Okay. And you, when did you say was the last day that you worked there?
In July.
What day? July
8th
what?
Or 9th. I'm not sure about the day exactly.
Around the 15th?
Ma'am.
Okay. 2021?
Yes.
Okay. And when was your first day of work with?
I started with them When did I start with them? I started with them in January.
Okay, January what?
Mm-hmm.
January 1st, January 15th, January 30th, what year? 2021, 2020?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find a date exactly. Because they kept pushing my days back, and that kind of got me confused. Okay.
Let me know when you have a date.
Please. I started with them in December.
Of 2021?
2020? Yes.
2020?
Yes, ma'am.
December 1st, December 15th, December what?
December 16th.
Okay. Of 2020. Okay. So would you say that you're currently not receiving any vacation, sick holiday pay, or pension from them?
No, I didn't receive none of that.
And are you not with them anymore due to lack of work or because you were discharged, or what happened?
They discharged me.
Okay, why?
Because of my time, what they call it?
Maternity?
Point system.
Oh.
I stayed like an hour away from them. Mm. So it was kind of difficult for me to get to work on time.
Okay, so did you tardiness or absenteeism?
Ma'am.
And what was the name of the supervisor that you spoke to?
Her name was Miss Nicole.
Okay. And what day did you speak to her?
What day did I speak with her?
Yeah, that she discharged you.
That was in July.
She had given me a call. About the 15th? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And you tried to resolve it, and you were unable to resolve it. Do you elect to have 10% of your benefits withheld for federal income tax purposes? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin an employment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claims we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application system will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You must update your resume either online or by visiting the location near you. Or you can go online at Alabama Career Center. nearest you, or www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And update your information online. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You must be able, available, and actively seeking work for the duration of your unemployment benefits. Unemployment claims use the calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must do a weekly certification for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. If you have any other questions, you may go to www.labor.alabama.gov.
Hello.
Okay. Or you can call 800-752-7389 and do your weekly certification. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. Okay. You need to note that the Alabama Unemployment Week begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must do a weekly certification for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefit. Okay.
Okay.
Please note that your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We might need to contact you to do a follow-up appointment. Mrs. Henley, your first weekly certification is Sunday. Do you have any questions?
Yes. When I get ready to file my employment weekly, what day do I start filing it? And
on Sunday.
I need a PIN number to file for it.
Right. So your PIN number is 7297. Okay, 7297. And your first weekly certification is this Sunday.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
When do I start filing for the claim?
This Sunday. You already did the claim, so you just have to do a weekly certification.
Okay.
Okay, this Sunday. And if you want to know how much you're getting or anything, you need to go on Sunday. After you do your weekly certification, go to www.labor.alabama.gov and look at your claim tracker. And that'll keep you updated with all the information on your claim.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Have a nice day.
You too.
Okay, bye.